From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un have signed a commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The commitment was included in a document signed after the two met in Singapore on Tuesday. It calls for the two countries to jointly work on efforts to build a lasting peace on the peninsula, to establish new U.S.-North Korea relations, and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action. But there are few details on how that will all happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Warren Levinson says analysts are already questioning the value of the summit.
What did the president get out of his meeting with North Korea's leader? Not much, says Patricia Kim, who studies nuclear security at the Council on Foreign Relations. Kim Jong-un said his country would give up nuclear weapons at some vague date.
And it fell short of even North Korea's previous pledge in 2005 to dismantle its own nuclear program.
Nothing about a timeline, nothing about inspections or verification.
You know, there's no substance there other than that they agree that the Korean Peninsula will be denuclearized.
This was a chance to secure a clear commitment from North Korea, Kim says, and it didn't happen. I'm Warren Levinson.
Five Russian and three Syrian businessmen were indicted in federal court Tuesday for alleged money laundering and using a Crimean-based shipping company to send jet fuel to Syria. Along with the charges, the eight also face large fines. They're accused of setting up front companies and using phony documents and shipping records to circumvent sanctions against U.S. dollar wires to Syria or any transactions with Syria involving American dollars. They allegedly used tankers owned by a Russian-based company to illegally ship jet fuel to Syria. This is VOA News. More than 23,000 child pornographers and child sex abusers have been arrested in a massive 50-state crackdown called Operation Broken Heart. The Justice Department said agents made arrests in April and May targeting those who use the Internet to commit their crimes. Protesters outside the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu chanted wealth and government underworlds as police arrived Tuesday to question the prime minister. Two Netanyahu confidants have been arrested on suspicion of promoting regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the Bezeq telecom company. In return, Bezeq's subsidiary news site Walla allegedly provided positive coverage of Netanyahu. Israeli police units began evicting Jewish settlers from 15 homes illegally built in the West Bank. The evacuation of Netiv Avot began on Tuesday. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
At the moment, there are hundreds of police officers in and around the different areas carrying out the evacuation. And we'll be dealing with the last final house behind us. And police units will respond to any violent incidents if they occur. Until now, things have been relatively calm, but we're not taking any chances whatsoever.
After the eviction, Israeli forces are expected to demolish the structures. Israel's Supreme Court ordered the evacuation because the homes were built on private Palestinian land. UN agencies are warning of major tragedies if countries refuse to accept refugees and migrants rescued at sea. The warning comes after Italy and Malta refused permission for the ship Aquarius to dock after it had rescued 629 migrants Sunday off the coast of Libya. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Spain finally came to the rescue and offered its port of Valencia as a safe harbor for the boatload of migrants. But it will take several days before the Aquarius reaches port with its cargo of frightened and ill people. The UN Refugee Agency rejects suggestions that boats run by private organizations should stop rescuing people, claiming saving their lives acts as an incentive for migrants to make this perilous journey in search of a better life in Europe. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The former vice president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba, is awaiting release from an 18-year prison sentence. His convictions for war crimes were overturned by an international court. And in the Democratic Republic of Congo as well, a promising new vaccine is being tested for the Ebola virus. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.